ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الله سبحانه وتعالى has graced this ummah, has sent his countless blessings upon this ummah with the prayers that has been described by us, or described for us by the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He has given us many, many types of prayers. Of course, the five prayers we all know about: Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr. But there are other prayers that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has given us that are not of the obligatory type, but they are very, very important. Some of them are tahajjud, the night prayer. Another is duha, after the sun has risen between that time and zuhr. Another is salatul tasbih, which is a very important prayer, that if you make this prayer, your past sins, your future sins, your intentional sins, your unintentional sins, your major sins, your minor sins, your conspicuous sins and your inconspicuous sins are all forgiven. And among those prayers, with the smallest amount of raka'at that any Muslim can perform, is the salat called al-witr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to tell us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witr. He's witr. And they translate this as ad. And he loves witr. وَيُحِبُّ witran. He loves witr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, al-witr raka'atun min akhir al-layl. That witr prayer is one raka'ah. One raka'ah at the end of the night. Just one. It can be done at any odd number, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, or 13, usually attached to tahajjud, of which Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah says about tahajjud, in his humble opinion, rahmatullahi alayhi, that this prayer outside of the five daily prayers is the most auspicious prayer that any person can perform. But the witr prayer is one raka'ah, and it is so important, brothers and sisters in Islam, so important, that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, of the four imams, would not accept the testimony. He would not use a person as a shahid, a witness. He would not take their witness for a contract or anything of importance if he found out they didn't make witr prayer. Why? Because it's only one rak'ah. One rak'ah that you have to do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why it's reported in the collection of Abu Dawood and others, whoever doesn't perform it is not of us. Whoever doesn't perform this witr prayer is not of us. One raka'ah. This prayer is very, very important. And the laziest of Muslims, and we seek refuge with Allah from laziness, the laziest of Muslims can perform this prayer. 3 minutes maybe, 4 minutes at the most. One raka'ah at the end of the night. One raka'ah at the last portion of the night. Before Fajr even, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has allowed us to do. It is so important, even though it is not obligatory. At times, it is not obligatory. that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, من نام عن الوتر أو نسيه فليصلي إذا ذكر وإذا استيقظ. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, if any of you sleeps past the witr, sleep overtakes him or her, he falls asleep and he doesn't pray it, or he forgets to pray it, that he has to pray it when he remembers or when he wakes up. And the scholars of Islam say, even in the prohibited hours, now becomes obligatory. Even when the sun is rising or when the sun is setting, in the prohibited hours, the Messenger of Allah has ordered you that when you wake up or when you remember, pray it. فَلْيُصَلِّ immediately. That's how important this prayer is. It is so important that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was on a trip, on a journey, fi sabilillah, and he never went on a journey unless it was fi sabilillah, he wouldn't have gone to Disney World or the like. He only went out on a trip fi sabilillah. Even when he was on a trip, he left off the sunnahs for dhuhr. He left off the sunnahs for asr. He left off the sunnahs for maghrib. He left off the sunnahs for isha. And he prayed the two raka'ah of fajr always. And he prayed the witr prayer always, never leaving them off. And this is one of the many reasons why Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, our illustrious Imam, he made it wajib in his madhab. Wajib that you make this witr, because the Prophet never left it off. And anything that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam never left off, you better believe that it's something important. Very, very important. In this witr prayer, brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a very beautiful dua. This dua is called Qunut. Al-Qunut. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught it to his companions. One of his companions that he taught it to directly was his grandson, Al-Husayn. Husayn, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhuma. The son of Ali, Husayn, the son of Ali, the brother of Hassan, the two leaders of the youth in Jannah, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, that when the angel descended while sitting next to Jibreel, the Prophet was sitting next to Jibreel, and he heard a sound, naqid, the squeaking of a door from above his head, and he lifted up his blessed head, and he said, there's a door opening in Jannah that has never been opened before, and there's an angel, while Jibreel is sitting next to him, that's descending, that has never descended before this day. And when the angel descended, he said to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Abshir, may you have glad tidings. I'm going to give you something that I've never given, that was never given to any Prophet before this day. What did he give him? He gave him Al-Fatiha, the last remaining verses of Al-Baqarah. And in another narration, he informed him that Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the Shabab in Jannah, the leaders of the youth in Jannah, and that Fatima is the leaders of the youth among the girls in Jannah. This is the Hussein who the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught this qunut. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa'afni fi man afayt, wa'tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa'barik lana fi ma afayt, wa'shar ma qadayt, fa'innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk, innahu la yazillu man wallayt. This dua, kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He taught him this dua, the words of which, O Allah, guide me among those whom you have guided. Allahumma ahdini fi man hadayt. Guide me among those whom you have guided. And pardon me, or give me health, or give me well-being among those who you've given health or well-being or pardon. And those who, and befriend me among those whom you befriended. And give blessings to me in what you have bestowed. And protect me from the evils of what you have created. For surely you judge, and no one can judge against you. And surely he whom you befriend is not disgraced. Blessed are you, exalted, O our Lord. This is a beautiful dua, brothers and sisters. One raka'ah. Listen to the words of this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired His Prophet to teach us this dua. And we should employ this dua. We should utilize this dua in and outside of the witr prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to say, Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt. O Allah, guide me among those whom you have guided. What is this guidance? What is this hidayah? This hidayah, this guidance is of two types. The guidance of tibyan and the guidance of tawfiq. The guidance of tibyan is for anybody. The guidance that just tells you that this is the sun and you gain heat from it, and this is the moon which reflects the light of the sun, or these are the fish, or these are the birds. Everybody gets this type of guidance to show you the way, the path through life. But then there is the guidance of tawfiq. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight way, the way that has no crookedness in it. This is the guidance that we ask for in this qunut. The guidance that will give you success in this life and in the next. For the first type of guidance, everyone gets this. The kuffar get this. And then they put their plaques on the wall and they say, you see what I've learned? This is the type of guidance that they get. As for the guidance of tawfiq, the guidance of success, they don't get this. Those who get this come to Islam. This is the guidance that opens a person's heart up and allows them to enter into the fold of Islam. And this is the guidance that Allah's Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam wanted his uncle to come about. This is what he wanted his uncle Abu Talib to come into. The guidance that will make him go to Jannah. And he refused. On his deathbed he refused. He wouldn't say La ilaha illallah. Even though there are probably many Muslims sitting here, probably the vast majority, wallahu a'lam, and Allah knows best, that hasn't done what that pagan mushrik uncle of the Prophet did. Probably the vast majority of us haven't done for Islam what that pagan did for Islam. And still, he went to the hellfire. And we ask Allah for guidance, brothers and sisters. This type of guidance will keep us out of the hellfire. And this is why Allah's Prophet said, Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt. O Allah, guide me to those, make me among those individuals whom you have guided, whom you have opened up their hearts so they can have the special type of hidayah, hidayah of tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired His Prophet to then say, wa'afina fi man afayt, and pardon me, or give me well-being, or give me health from among those people who you've given the well-being or the health. This type of mu'afa, this type of well-being and protection is of two types. The protection or the pardoning or the well-being of both the body and the soul. This is the type of mu'afa we want. Protection from the body and the soul. But in this particular dua, it's specifically talking about the soul. We want to have the well-being of our nafs. We want our hearts to be protected and have a healthy, sound heart. Because Allah is not concerned with your wealth or your children. The only heart that Allah is concerned with is the heart that is qalbun salim. A healthy, pure, unadulterated, undiseased heart. No rancor, no hatred, no envy, no jealousy, no kufr, no shirk in this heart. This is what we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dua for. وَعَافِنَا فِي مَنْ عَافَيْتِ. To give us the well-being in our souls and in our bodies from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask for tawalla. فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّيْتِ. The one whom you, Allah, make us among the ones whom you have befriended. Befriend me with the ones whom you have befriended. And believe me, brothers and sisters, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your wali, if He is your wali, your patron, protecting friend, no one in the universe, angel, jinn, or human being will be able to harm you in anything. And if you try to do anything to a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make war on you. He will announce war on you. And this is what we ask. Allah's protection. Allah's wilaya. We want the wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياءهم الطاغوت. Allah is the wali of those who believe. Allah is the wali of those who believe. We're asking Allah in the dua of Qunut for witr to make us of the awliya. Oh Allah, be a wali for us. This is what we're asking in this dua. And when He becomes a wali for us, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. He brings them out of darknesses. Plural word Allah uses. Darknesses into one light. This is a special favor, just for being a friend of Allah. We become a friend of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us anything we ask for. And this is what we ask for in this dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of those who to protect. Along with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired our beloved Prophet to say, وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتْ. And bless me in that which you have given me. Brothers and sisters, this is another special blessing. When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us something, there's a special ingredient in it we should also be asking for. We just shouldn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us, oh Allah, give me a daughter, oh Allah, give me a son, oh Allah, give me a good job, oh Allah, give me. No. We should be asking Allah to give us and bless us in that which He's given us. Because just because He's given it to you, that doesn't mean you're going to get blessed in it. That doesn't mean there's a blessing in it. Ask Him to give you and bless you in that which He's given you. This is very, very important. وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتْ. What is blessings, brothers and sisters? What is barakah? Barakah is that thing that no one can give you except Allah. I remember when I was a pagan, mushrik kafir, in this group, then when we thought we were Muslims, and we know what group we're talking about, we used to say, come on brother, bless me. Bless me with some of that. No one can bless you but Allah. How can a human being bless you? I give you my blessings. You can't give me anything. The barakah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of barakah? The scholars of the Arabic language say that barakah is a derived word from the word birkah. Birkah, which means a pond. An ever-flowing, enduring, wide body of water. This is the meaning of barakah. Majma'ul birkah, majma'ul ma'. A conglomeration of water that's enduring. This is what barakah is. And when we ask Allah, we should ask Allah and ask Him to bless us in it. As the mother of Anas, radiallahu anhu, asked to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make dua for my son Anas. And Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma akthur malahu wa waladuhu wa barak lahu fima a'taytahu. O Allah, and make abundance, give him abundance in what you have given him in his property, and make abundant his children, and bless him in that which you've given him. Because for a surety, brothers and sisters, those people among us in the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad who are wealthy, Allah has given them an abundance of wealth, but they don't get any barakah for it if they don't spend it on the poor. Just to have the wealth in abundance doesn't mean that you've been blessed. If Allah gives you $50 million, that doesn't mean Allah blessed you. He just gave it to you. The blessing occurs, the natija, the result of the blessing that He gave you is that you spend out what He gave you. If the people around you are poor and they are not receiving part of what Allah gave you, then that wealth that you have has no barakah, no blessing in it whatsoever, because it's not benefiting the people. The same with knowledge. People have been given an abundance of knowledge, and they sit home and don't teach anyone. They don't write a book, they don't make a tape, they don't teach a class, they don't do anything with it. There's no blessing in this ilm. There's no blessing whatsoever in this knowledge. It's just an abundance of nothingness. That's all it is. The blessing comes when you disseminate that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتَ. And bless us in that which you have given us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to employ this dua that is being given to us, that has been given to us by our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not come for foolishness. He did not come for sport and play. But he came to guide the human beings to the straight way and to give them the maximum amount of benefit in this life before they stand in front of their Lord. These dua and this salat, salatul witr, should be practiced by every single Muslim. We should not let a night go by unless we make this one raka'ah. And we should learn the dua in it. And we should try with all our level best to learn it in the Arabic language. Try to learn this dua, the qunut, in the Arabic language. Get off of those crutches, brothers and sisters, of transliteration and phonetics. Learn this dua in the Arabic language and get the blessing of saying it in the language of Jannah, which is Arabic. The language of the angels, which is Arabic. The language of the grave, when you're interrogated by the two angels. We should learn this qunut, brothers and sisters. We should make this one raka'ah. We should be a witness for the communities that came before us. Practice this witr. Make this witr, brothers and sisters. Make this dua so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can answer us. Because we're asking Him, we're begging Him to give us these things that we're asking for in this dua, this auspicious qunut that the Prophet has left us. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين